If you have the Piers Bechor Shor al Hatayr,
started at the Turaway in northwest London, Wednesday, 24th of Shvat, 26th of January, Diane David Schleimer, Englander. When is it mutter to litigate in a secular court? This week's Torah is sponsored by Fanny Moravetsky, Lunishmas Moras Chavabas, Lamonchon Meir, Ali Asholem, Ziatra with Kaftan Ateves, and by Fanny Wiesefer, Lunishmas Moras Chavab, Dvar, Bas, Simcha, Yisrael, Dick, Ali Asholem, Ziatra is tomorrow, and Lunishmas, Rabbi Yitzchok, Ben Rabbi Yaakov, Wiesenfeld, Zichron Lebracha, Ziatra is on Shabbos.
Is when is it mutter to litigate in a secular court? Just to be precise, we refer to a secular court. A secular court is not a precise definition of the issa that we're referring to, because actually, secular means the opposite of religious. To litigate in a religious court, which is not a Jewish religious court, would be just as also, if not more also, and litigating a secular court. If someone would go to a Sharia court, it would be just as also. The issa that we refer to in halacha is called akoyis shel nokrim, and basically means any court that's not a court, not a rabbinic court. It's not a court that's dan al pi Torah. So even if you have the courts in Israel that are, they are Jewish courts, but they're not dan al pi Torah. So that is also, the place can say, has a din of akoyis. And same thing would be if you go to a religious court, which has some other system, but it's not secular, it's religious, it would be the same issa. The point is, we're referring to litigating in any court other than a beis din is the issa of akoyis. And we're going to discuss, first of all, the issa itself. And then we're going to discuss when is it mutter, when are there heterer, there are certain cases when it's mutter to litigate in a secular court. In a
translation, mutter, akoyis.
Akoyis is just means court. That's the basic idea. The word arka'a really means a court. But akoyis is really a short for akoyis shel nokrim, which is how it's referred to in halacha and in the Gemara. So, the first thing we have to know is that Rashi in this week's parasha, Rashi says, "At the pasuk ve'ilam mishpatim shetasim lefneihem." Rashi says, "Lefneihem v'loy lefnei Akov, loy lefnei Goit," in front of the dayanim of Klal Yisrael, and not in front of the non-Jewish dayanim. And Rashi says, "Va'filu yodato b'din echad sheim donim oisek dini Yisrael al tivir ba'koyis shalahem." Even if you know that in this particular issue, the psak that you will get in the court will be the same identical psak as that you'll get in the beis din. Nevertheless, it's aser to go to the what we'll call the akoyis. Now, let's just explain what the chiddush over here is. If one knows that this particular issue, if you would go to a beis din, the beis din would award you a smaller amount than the amount that the civil court would award you, then going to the civil court is also because of gezel, because you're actually taking a Jew to a place where he's going to be forced to pay money which he's not mechuyev to pay you al pi din. So if you know that in the by taking someone to the civil court, you'll be awarded more money than you'll be awarded in beis din. That means you'll be awarded more money than you are entitled to al pi halacha. Then you're actually being over gezel by doing that. You're stealing al pi halacha. Says Rashi, that that we don't even need this pasuk of Lifneihem to tell you that that's asur. It's also to steal. You're not allowed to take from so, you're not allowed to take money from someone else that you're not entitled to. Al-pi halacha. The chiddush of lefneim v'lo lefnei arkois is that even if you know that the amount of money that you will be awarded in the civil court will be the same as the amount you'll be awarded in the beis din, so you're not doing any issa gezel by taking someone to civil court. You're just going to a different forum to be awarded the same amount of money, nevertheless, it's asur. Why is that, says Rashi? That's what we learn from this pasuk. Sha'amevi dinei Yisrael lefnei Akum, one who brings din of a fellow Jew before the Akum, mechal es Hashem, he's mechal the name of Hashem, umeyaker es Shem ha'alilim la'achshivam, and he gives honor to the name of the Avodah Zarah. Shenemar ki loy kitzurinu tzuram ve'veda pelidim. Rashi brings the pasuk ki she'veda pelidim zeo edus le'ilir osam. When our enemies, those that are the goyim, when they are given the authority to adjudicate, then that is a testimony to their to the power of their God. Now,
it's not what it is over today.
Oh, so. The question is, nowadays, if the court is not a religious court, and we're talking about a secular government, what would be the issur in that? But just before we continue with that, so I just want to make this point. If one would go, that was the point I said before, we say a secular court. If it's a religious court, it's definitely much worse. Because then you're for sure being makshiv, you're being miyaka, the shame, ha'alilim. But the question is it also even to do this in a secular country, in a country that's not ruling based on a code of law that has anything to do with religion. It's a civil, you're talking about a democratic country that invented their own laws through whatever system they did, but nothing to do with their religion. And the judges could be not religious people, and the government they're representing is not religious. But nevertheless, the Poskim already discussed this, the Rashbats already discussed this many hundreds of years ago about other types of courts in his time, just saying the Yishma'elim, the Na'ayiv, the Vedazara, etc. And the consensus of the Poskim is that nevertheless there's still an Issa. Why that is, there's different reasons for it, but there's still an Issa even if it's not Miyaka Shem Lila. Yeah. Now, so this is what Rashi teaches us in this week's parasha. Now, just to understand a little bit better what Rashi is referring to, when he says Zeo Edus Ili Rasam, the Perish Bechor Shor on this pasuk, he says that the reason why it's also to be done lufnei Arkois is because he says just like the pasuk says Lo Yisucha Loseis Alecho Ish Nochri, we may not elect as a king, as someone that should be on top of us, so to give authority to someone who is not mitoy racheinu bnei Yisrael. So in the same way, a beis din, a court, has a certain authority over the populace, and by going to the secular, the civil court, what you're doing is that you are giving that authority, you're granting them authority over us. And that is what we call the Eidos Le'ili Yerosam, giving them the authority rather than to our own, to our Rabban. Besides that aspect, there's another aspect to it, which is what the Rambam says, that, and the Shulchan Aruch says it in Chazon Mishpat Simach Halvav, that the Isser is that he says someone who takes a fellow Jew to a court that's not a beis din, is a ki'ilu chirif v'gidif. It's a blasphemy. And he says, v'heirim yad b'toyras Moshe. He's rebelling against the Torah HaKadosh. So, what is that element? It sounds like there's another element here about being meirim yad b'toyras Moshe. And that seems to be that there's another element as well. besides the fact that you're giving authority to the court by litigating before them and giving them the power to adjudicate our disputes, rather than our own rabbonim, our own dayanim to adjudicate our disputes, is another point, which is the Torah gave us chukim. The Torah itself gives us laws through which we can resolve the disputes between ourselves, between each other. So when one chooses to go to the Arkois, what they're actually doing is they're saying, we prefer to have to adjudicate our disputes, to resolve our disputes through a different set of laws rather than the laws of the Torah. So by doing that, the one who does that is actually giving preference to a different code of law rather than the Torah. And that is called Ke'ilu Heir Yad B'Teres Moshe. It's a protest, it's a rebellion against the Torah. So these are the aspects of what the Isser is all about. Now, included in this Isser as well is not only to initiate litigation, but as a litigant, but also to be a part of any sort of litigation that is usher in the Arkoitz. So someone who is a lawyer, who represents people in secular court, needs to know that when you have a case of someone who is two Jewish people, two Shevetai mitzvahs, that should be going to a Beis Din, but nevertheless, for whatever reason, decide to be over on this halacha and go to the secular court, then the one who is representing them and is aiding and abetting this litigation is actually an accessory to this issur. Now, someone might say, a person might say, well, look, it's nothing to do with me, they're going anyways, so I'm just the representative. It doesn't work that way. It's lifnei iver to do that. You need to make sure that if two from people are coming and they want to litigate and they need this person's services in order to, it's not only the lawyer, if someone is being asked to fund the litigation, you need to make sure that there's a legitimate heter from a legitimate Beis Din to go to Arkois. There are many times when a Beis Din will give a heter to go to Arkois, and it happens, Maisim B'chol Yoyim, there's many times when there is a heter. We'll see soon what that heter is based on. But one who is actively aiding and abetting this type of thing, this type of litigation, needs to make sure that there is a heter from a legitimate Beis Din. Because there's a klal ein shliach advar aveir. You can't say that I'm just the messenger. I'm not the one who's actually doing it. Ein shliach advar aveir. If you're the one who's actually doing it, then it's still us. So
the solicitor, is he involved in that?
If he's going and representing them in litigation,
yes,
in the secular court, then he's involved in the issa.
So what side?
Sorry.
Two lawyers.
No, I'm talking about the one who is representing the claimant. The claimant who is initiating the litigation in the secular court is the one who is an accessory to this issa. Now, many times in the case of the defendant, there won't be an issa, but we'll get to that soon if it's a shem. Yeah.
But who are they in the Jewish judge?
A Jewish judge would be the same thing.
Same problem.
A Jewish judge, the same problem. If you're a judge and you sit on the bench and two from people come in front of you, it's...
What's from got to do with
it? I'll explain. Really, it's Jewish. Really, it's anyone Jewish. Yeah. Should be the same thing. The only thing is that when it comes to a lawyer, then a non-from person, we can say that if you're not going to do it, then someone else is going to do it, because he's going to do it anyways. But when it comes to a frum person, a shevetai mitzvahs, so it's very possible he won't have this lawyer, he won't do it. He's a frum person. You say to him, look, you have to go to Beis Din. You have to get a heter from a Beis Din. That a heter from a Beis Din, I'm not going to do it. And then it's very possible he's going to listen to you. A non-frum person, he's never going to Bezdin. But if you know that a non-frum person, if you'll tell him to go to Bezdin, I'll go to Bezdin, then you should do that too. Yeah.
And the Jewish witness who's called to the Bezdin.
Jewish witness is another very big issue. It's a big issue. Again, all these things need a heter from a Bezdin. If there is a heter, then everything's fine. If there's no heter, then you have to get a heter. A judge is the same. Is a bigger issue because you don't have what I said before, that he'll go to a different. There is no alternative. If you are the judge of that particular jurisdiction, and you have jurisdiction over this case, you can't say if I don't do it, then someone else will do it. And I do happen to know that there were judges, the Shemesh Shabbos judges, and they've told. When two religious Jews came to them, they would say to them, why aren't you going to Beis Din? You're two from Jews, you have your rabbinical court, why don't you go there?
And the other side is non-religious, same problem. From judge against non-religious Jews, same problem.
It's a problem. It's a problem. Being a judge is a problem.
But if they fall foul of Beis Din, they've been called, they don't go, they don't go.
Okay, we're getting to the heter. We're going to what is the basis of a heter akoyis. We're talking about when there's no heter akoyis.
What happens if the from people give answer that we don't want to go to Beis Din? But what is it just?
At Sabbath.
Then he has to ask the shaila. It's not possible. It's a very difficult shaila, and that's why the best thing is that Baruch Hashem is always to make panasa. You don't have to be a judge. It's not the only thing to do. And being a lawyer, you could be a lawyer for many goyim. There's many goyim. You know, a lawyer in Israel, maybe it's a different shaila. But if in chutz lawyers, Baruch Hashem, it's plenty of goyim to represent. You can make a nice living without Dafka representing people that would have gone to Beis Din otherwise. Let's continue with the heter. When is there a heter? So the first case is the first basic heter. Is if someone initiated a litigation in Beis Din, and the defendant was summoned to the Beis Din with the requisite amount of hasmonas, and the defendant refused to come, then that is a basis for a heter akoyis. And the Beis Din, in many cases, will grant a heter akoyis to the claimant. And that's based on the Shulchan Aruch. It says, you let it go to the secular court, lahatzel shaloi. No reason you have to suffer a loss because the other person doesn't want to come to Beis Din.
Even if they are religious, not our religion, can still take them? Mm-hmm. What happens if you
have a goy, if you have a claim against a goy.
Well, claim against, the judge is religious. Religion.
Then?
Can the Beis Din still tell them to go to such a case where they're Christian?
Yeah. Because lahatzel shaloi, it's mutter to go to. It's mutter to go because if the Beis Din, you see in the Beis Din it's not working, then you let it go to the. You let it transfer the litigation to the secular court. The same thing would be if someone already went to Beis Din and was already. The Beis Din ruled on the case. Or at one point, one of the parties became uncooperative with the Beis Din. The Beis Din asked them to provide certain documentation, or whatever it was, the Beis Din told them to come, schedule another session. And sometimes that happens. In the middle of the case, the person sees, the defendant sees that it's not going for him. He looks like he's going to lose the case. So he starts being mitchamek. He starts looking for ways to avoid the Beis Din. So then, in many cases, the claimant will say to the Beis Din, Rabbeisai, doesn't look like this person is serious about coming to Beis Din. I want a heter to pursue this in the court. And many times, that heter will be granted on that basis. Sometimes the Beis Din already gave an award, gave already a psak. And now the defendant is not going to be mekayim of psak. So again, you can go to the secular court in order to get a heter, in order to get the award. To collect it. Now, not only that, I just want to add to this. many times a person gets an, when a person gets an award in a Beis Din, so basically the award that a Beis Din gives, the Psak Din, can be confirmed in a civil court if the Beis Din followed the proper procedure of under the laws of arbitration. So the standard practice is in a discipline based in that is, you know, informed of how things are supposed to work, is that they will, when two litigants come to the Beis Din, initially they will make them sign an arbitration agreement, accepting upon themselves this panel of these dayanim, and later when the Beis Din gives the Psak Din, that will be the award of the arbitration, and then you can take that to the civil court and have that confirmed.
I'm saying sometimes it's just to confirm.
Let's say if it's you're talking about a property and the question is who it belongs to. So you'll have you'll be able to follow through with the process of the paperwork of this thing. Or it's sometimes it's a tzavor, right? A will. So you need to get it confirmed. Again, all these things. I don't know all the terminology exactly of the step by step. You'll have to ask people with a legal background, but. There are steps of after the Psak Din that you're going to take it to the civil court, and they will be and they will confirm it and take it further. So all that is mutter to do, because that is not a case of bringing a case before the civil court, before the Akois, but that is rather a case of taking a Psak Din and just affirming it and enforcing it. So that is one basis for a heter akois. Another basis for heter akois is when one is a nitva, when one is being summoned to a civil court. So if there is another Jew who is summoning me, let's say, to a civil court, so essentially there is a heter for me to go to the court, because he is summoning me. It's not, I'm not the one initiating litigation. I'm just going there because I'm being forced, I'm being dragged to the civil court, and that is mutter. However, it's important to know that even in such a case, one should inform the Beis Din that one is doing this. Because there are poskim who say that if two parties went to a civil court, and then, let's say they went voluntarily. Two parties decided they're going to the civil court. They didn't even think of going to Beis Din. And then the secular court gave an award to one of the parties. And then the other party, who felt disadvantaged in the secular court, decides, hey, 1 second, we're from people. We have to go to Beis Din, right? So they said, we're tearing up this thing. We're going to Beis Din now, right? So they go to the Beis Din. Beis Din says to them, well, sorry, you went to civil court. You were mekabel their psak. The Beis Din is not going to change it. The Beis Din is going to say you were both mekabel it. That's your issue. So there is another issue, by the way, that besides the fact that you were mekabel the secular court, is also a knas, which the Ramah speaks about. That the fact that you went to the secular court and then you saw, let's say it wasn't even a case where you got already an award. Let's say it was just you initiated litigation. This is an important thing to know. Sometimes initiating litigation in secular court can backfire on someone when they come to Beis Din later. And this is an important point to know. If someone initiates litigation in secular court without a heter from a Beis Din, and then at a certain point they decide that they want to go to a Beis Din. Why? Well, sometimes they see it's not going for them. Things are not really working out as they had dreamed. When they initiate the litigation. So they decide they want to transfer the case to the Beis Din. The secular court hasn't given an award. There hasn't been any finality. They just withdrew the claim, and now they want to go to a Beis Din. The Beis Din will tell them that there's a knas. The fact that you were over this halacha, you went to Akois, now the Beis Din is not going to take your case. You're a claimant. You want something from someone, you're trying to get something from someone else. Since you went to Arkois and you began litigation over there, we will not take the case. So, again, getting back to this case. So, where someone actually litigated in a civil court, a non-rabbinic court, and then tries to take a case to the Beis Din. Many times the Beis Din will say either is a knas for doing that, so they won't take a case, or they will say you already makabel their psak, so since you makabel that psak, that is what is binding upon these two parties. So now, let's talk about this case. I get served papers in my house. Someone came to me, and I'm just saying for example, right? Someone came to me, and I got a summons to a secular court by a front person. So I have to respond. So the Beis Din, but I didn't go to ask the Beis Din whether I'm allowed to do it or not. I just assumed that al pi halacha, I'm allowed to go to the secular court since I'm not the one initiating litigation. I'm only responding. So what's going to happen is, that's true, you're allowed to go to the secular court. But what's going to happen is that since you didn't go and get a hetter from a Beis Din, if later it turns out that the court gives a psak that in which I am not happy with as a defendant. In other words, I was found to be
guilty.
Guilty. Not guilty. It's not. We're not talking about criminal, but at fault or whatever it is. So then I have to. So and then I decide that I'm going to try to influence my counterparty to go to a Beis Din. This happens sometimes. So, and let's say you'll be able, with some sort of pressure, to influence them to go to a Beis and have a retrial of the case. The Beis Din is going to say to me, well, the two of you were makabel already, the secular court, we're not going to change the money that was awarded to the claimant in the secular court. So at that point, I'm at a disadvantage, even though I did something which is mutar pi halacha. Nevertheless, the Beis Din is going to say, you're already makabel. So therefore, what needs to be done is, if you are summoned to a secular court, so what should you do? You send a hazmana to a Beis Din, to the claimant, saying, this person is summoning me to a civil court, and that is also al pi halacha. So you want the Beis Din to stop them from doing that litigation. And then, if that claimant continues to pursue the case in the civil court, and then I have to go. So if at any time there is going to be an award to the other party that is to my disadvantage, then if I later come to Beis Din, I'll be able to show to the Beis Din, look, I only went there because I was dragged there. I was never mekabel the psak of the court. I just had to go there because that was because I live in this country and this is what has to be done. So I had to go. But it was not something that I was mekabel voluntarily. This is something that I needed to do under the circumstances.
Can you get a heter from one more paper to go?
So here's the question. Who has to give a heter? So the truth is that the Ramah says you need to get a heter from a Beis Din. Now, there is a question of why it has to be dafka from a Beis Din. It's definitely, that is the halacha. There are cases where a Rav will say you can go without a heter from a Beis Din, because sometimes there's a time-sensitive issue which will be detrimental if I have to wait till I get a heter from a Beis Din, because there's a very small window of time. But the best practice is always to get a heter from a Beis Din, and that is because the system, there's many times people will come and say, I have a heter from a Rav. Which Rav? I can't say. The Rav said I'm not allowed to say. Well, that's worth as much as if you didn't say anything, because it doesn't mean anything. So the point is, the system can work if the Bate Din, if everyone needs to get a heter, goes to Beis Din to get a heter akoyis, then there's a transparency in heter akoyis. Otherwise, you are disadvantaging the system. In other words, even if for your particular case, you might not need a heter from Beis Din, it's important for the us as a community, it's important that that's the way it should be. Okay. Fine. Rabbi Isai, so let's
keep away from court.
Remember that this is a severe issur, and it's something which needs. There are many times when there is a heter, many times the Beis Din will grant the heter, but you need to make sure that there is a legitimate Beis Din and a legitimate heter granted before pursuing anything in a non-rabbinic court.
Hey.